You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. One of our new president's day one priorities, the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. Not likely to happen by midnight tonight. Even some Republicans eager to end what's been called Obamacare are wary about getting rid of it without a replacement plan at the ready, which brings us to a slogan you may have heard of, repeal and replace. Not as easy as it sounds. Joining us to unpack what's involved with this process of replacement is Dr. Michael Morrissey. He is head of the Department of Health Policy and Management at Texas A&M School of Public Health. Dr. Morrissey, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Glad to be here.
Given the years in which Republicans have contemplated this change, it's not as if there hasn't been enough time to consider what might happen upon its removal and what would need to go up in its stead. What are the challenges here?
Well, the challenges are several. First, the Republicans certainly haven't coalesced around what exactly they want as a replacement. There are several different proposals out there. And secondly, they don't have a supermajority in the Senate. They don't have 60 votes. So the replacement part requires some accommodation by the Democrats in the Senate, although they can do elements of repeal through budget reconciliation, because that only takes 51 votes in the Senate.
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of those plans. You mentioned that there are several out there. Any that come to mind in terms of what might make sense for all the constituencies involved, and what do those plans look like?
Well, the serious issue is that sicker people have disproportionately joined the exchanges.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons that premiums have gone up and a lot of carriers have dropped out. The problem is how to provide coverage for sick folks while lowering premiums for healthy folks.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, you would do that by charging different premiums, but that's not allowed under the ACA. So one of the proposals is to go back to something that worked reasonably effectively prior to the ACA, and that were state high-risk pools, where people that had pre-existing conditions of some significance would go into a special pool and coverage would be provided for them. Those pools would have to be subsidized at a rather substantial level.
Mm-hmm.
And once you take those people out of the pool, that means that premiums for others can drop.
But what about who gets to go into the pool? I mean, there are some people who feel like their health care considerations are too serious not to be a part of it.
Well, that's right. And one of the challenges in setting up a high-risk pool of this sort is deciding who is sick enough to be part of
mm-hmm.
it. Prior to the ACA, if you were turned down for coverage by one or two insurance carriers, depending on state law, you were eligible. That's a little harder here, and that's sort of one of the technical issues that a replacement plan would have to deal with.
Well, you mentioned that under the Affordable Care Act, you couldn't really tamper much with the premiums, which was obviously what the marketplace seems to be sort of demanding. Why not remove that aspect of the Affordable Care Act to go forward?
Well, you could, but what that means then is those folks who have higher expected claims costs, those with pre-existing conditions, are going to pay higher premiums. And that seems to be one of the things that both sides of the aisle wants to avoid.
Well, what would happen with a complete repeal and no replacement?
In many ways, you'd go back to health insurance ex ante. Most of us would continue to have health insurance through our employers. The expansion of the Medicaid program would disappear. And those who wanted to buy individual coverage would pay differing premiums depending on their expected health status.
It's no guarantee, obviously, of health care. It doesn't approach universal health care. But doesn't that, at the very least, offer more people more opportunity for coverage?
Yes, it does. And one of the things the Republicans have suggested is that in a new replacement package that they would put in place, they would allow people to choose policies that have very differing natures of coverage. Under the ACA, you can't do that.
Dr. Michael Morrissey, head of the Department of Health Policy and Management at Texas A&M School of Public Health, obviously an enormous issue and scarcely enough time to touch on all of the different topics. But, Doctor, we appreciate you taking time to speak with us.
My pleasure.